Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. We are going to talk some Mountain West football, getting ready for the weekend. Of course, an early game for the Wyoming Cowboys Friday night. Brad Thompson, our guest, Root Sports Rocky Mountain, Mount West football update. Brad, what's happening today, man?
Not too much. I'm excited to be a part of the show today. And, you know, we started off, it feels like just last week we were in, started off college football. It's not. This is the third week, so we're starting to get into it a little bit, but it still feels really new.
I talked to Sed Bonner last week and keep asking him, you know, it's amazing how quickly this season does go by. When you get, it's almost like you get into a routine and it just goes by so fast. I do high school football up here, and after Friday night's game, we're going to be halfway through the season already, and it seems like it just started. It's crazy.
It's hard to believe, and football is one of those unique deals, college football especially, where you don't have any preseason games, right? There's no scrimmage. You play yourself, your own offense versus defense, and then all of a sudden you flick the switch, and it's time to go against live fire and the other teams. And so there's really no warm-up. You just dive right into it, which is unique. And, you know, you'd hope the teams get better a lot these first couple of weeks based on not having to play anybody early on.
You guys were at CSU-UNC last week. You'll be at New Mexico next weekend. What are you going to do? Just enjoy a Saturday full of college football this weekend?
I'm going to watch as much college football as I possibly can. You better believe it. I do a little work for the Rockies, although they're out of town.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be here in Denver locally. So I'll keep an eye on the Rockies as well, but it'll be a college football dominated weekend for sure.
Definitely so, and just checking out some of the, I mean, it starts Friday with the Cowboys, and interesting team, Wyoming. You know, following the Nebraska loss, Andrew Wingard mentioned that they need to go out and beat a team that they're supposed to beat. It didn't happen last year, and they went out and they beat UC Davis like they probably should have beaten UC Davis, and they lost to an FCS team last year. They go to Eastern Michigan, a team that they felt they should have beaten last year, and lost Josh Allen and got worked over by three touchdowns. It wasn't even close. So they have another chance to kind of prove a point again this year that they are an improved football team. What are you expecting from the Pokes Friday night?
You're absolutely right. This is a very interesting game because they're going on the road. This is a team they can beat. I know Eastern Michigan is 2-1, and they're at home. They're at the factory, what they call that field over there in Ypsilanti, Michigan. But this is a game that Wyoming can win and really catapult their season. That Northern Illinois win gave them a ton of confidence. But to be three, the difference between 3-1 and 2-2 back to 500 is huge right now. So if they can pick up a win on the road and take some of that momentum into conference play, this is a huge win. I know Coach talked about it being a short week and having to travel, and, you know, that kind of mixes up everybody's schedule that you're in on Friday. But they're playing well, and they're getting contributions on all three sides of the ball, whether it's offensively, they're much improved, obviously, with Allen in there and Hill, and they're getting some returns on punts and stuff, and they're turning the ball over a little bit defensively. So they still got to stop the run. That'll be goal number one. But you could see this team's growing. You could see they're improving each week, even in against Nebraska. You know, they're making strides. So I think this is a winnable game. And like you said last season, it wasn't close. We had that game on Root Sports a season ago, and the Eagles came into Wyoming and took it to them. So I know there's some revenge factor on the minds, and it's a winnable game. So they should, you know, we'll see how it goes, but if they can get this one 3-1 heading into conference play, that would be fantastic.
I find it interesting, looking at the schedule on Saturday, there are four Mountain West teams going up against Power 5 opponents, and albeit not great Power 5 opponents, but they go on the road. You know, Nevada's at Purdue, San Jose at Iowa State, CSU at Minnesota. I know you've seen the Rams a couple times. Boise State is at Oregon State. Are these winnable games, in your opinion, for these teams going on the road?
Relatively speaking, yes. Obviously, Boise State's got a great chance at Oregon State.
Yeah.
Colorado State, they've got that new quarterback, Colin Hill. We got a chance to see him firsthand last week. He was really impressive. Freshman in his first start. I know it was just UNC, Northern Colorado, but he's got an arm. He can throw it 266 yards passing in the first half and a 51-yard zone read touchdown run up the middle. So we'll see. My question there is, he's in the Big Ten venue for the first time. It's a little bit, the speed of the game is going to be different for him than it was against UNC, the Bears at home. So that's a question mark there. But You know, San Jose State is taking Iowa State. Iowa State hasn't won a game. They're 0-3 on the season, so there's an opportunity there. Nevada at Purdue. Purdue not, you know, they're kind of in their normal spot in the Big Ten, is average or below average in that league. So those are games, something could happen. I actually expect one of those three games to somebody to pull it really close, maybe pull the upset, but should be down to the wire, aside from that Boise State, which I expect them to win.
Why did it take Coach Bobo there at CSU so long to figure this guy out at quarterback to get him the start? They went through, this is their third different guy starting. Was it just the fact that he was young and they were going in kind of order? Why do you think that it took so long?
Well, last week when we talked to him before the game, we asked him about it, and he said, you know, we thought he might make it into the starting lineup before the end of the season. We asked about redshirting him and that and this and that. And so Colin Hill is from Moore, South Carolina. He was Coach Bobo was recruiting him when he was at Georgia. Now, they didn't offer him. You know, Coach Bobo ends up here in Fort Collins. So all of a sudden he's got his eye on this guy. He really likes him. So it's one of the classic cases, in my opinion, of this is his guy. This is a guy he's had his eye on. He came into a program, he inherited some players. And as a former quarterback, it was driving them nuts. They couldn't complete the passes, and they couldn't run the offense like they wanted to. And he was more willing to, you know, limit the offense, but have a guy that can throw it a little bit better than have the full offense intact and not be able to do a whole lot. And so I got the impression last week that he knew this guy was going to play sooner than later. I don't think he wanted to throw him out there, you know, in Denver against the Buffaloes with that crowd and all the hype surrounding that game. I thought it was a little bit interesting that he didn't play in the second game against UTSA. I mean, he played in the second game, but he didn't start in the second game. So I think Coach Bobo knew it was only a matter of time until he could get him up to speed. Hill came in early. He came in last January, so he went through spring ball. So he's a little bit more experienced than your average freshman that just came in this fall. But he was an impressive kid. He was down to earth. He was calm and collective no matter what happened. And they got out to a huge lead, so you wouldn't expect much him to get too rattled there when they score in the first three drives. But I think Coach Bobo knew all along this guy was going to get in there, and you're right, it's a little interesting that he didn't pull the trigger right off the bat, but I think he was just saving them there a little bit against CU and giving Stevens a little bit of time, since he was second team All-Mountain West a season ago and an older, more experienced guy.
Brad Thompson, our guest, Root Sports Rocky Mountain, our Mountain West football update. One conference game, finally getting Mountain West play going in week four of the season. Air Force at Utah, and it's a good one too. I mean, these are the two programs that seemingly want to unseat kind of the top of the conference, Boise State, and maybe they have the best chances there, or they feel they do, Air Force and Utah State. Air Force really hadn't been tested. Utah State's played a tougher schedule. I look at the spread, and Air Force on the road is a 3-point favorite. I find this a very interesting game to see where Air Force really stacks up right now, because they haven't really been tested.
They haven't at all. And for the Falcons, in my opinion, the good news for them, they're coming off a bye. Now, it's weird to have a bye this early in the season, after just 2 weeks, but you're right, they haven't been tested in any way. And Utah State's got a Trojan game on their belt against USC, so they've been through the ringer a little bit. And for USU, when you look at the stats, Coach Wells has been phenomenal at home up there in Maverick Stadium in Logan, 17-3 as a coach there, 11-1 in Mountain West games at home. So this will be an extremely tough challenge for Air Force to come up with a victory up in their place. And like you said, they haven't been tested, so how much of that is going to be a factor? Now, as I mentioned, they've got a bye. They've got some time. They had a bye this past week. They've got some time to prepare and get ready. So it's interesting that you look at them and you see a 3-point favorite. Air Force, you know, off the charts running the football statistically this year, but as you mentioned, the competition hasn't been there. And Utah State's been pretty decent at stopping the run. I think they're 44th nationally, stopping the run about 118 yards a game. So we'll see how that rushing attack against Air Force comes into play. It's kind of good on good there. Their rush offense versus the rush defense of the Aggies. Should be a great game. Like you said, this is an awesome one to start it off. You're so great. It's so awesome to see that first week a Mountain West team, you know, first Mountain West Conference game and have a big one like this. So you're right. This is a big one. Both these teams are on the upward trajectory, and you, like you said, they're competing for the division and conference. So it'll be a big one. And if I had to pick, I would probably say in a really close one, the Falcons, just because of their experience and that rushing attack. But I think it'll be really, really close. And again, that's going against the odds of Matt Welf 11-1 at home in conference play.
Awesome stuff. Brad, it was great talking with you again. We'll visit soon. You guys will be down at New Mexico next weekend on the 1st of October. And Root Sports, Rocky Mountain, of course, your home for Mountain West football all season long. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Brad.
No problem. Anytime, Keith.